This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribes across the country are starting to receive payments from the $8 billion set aside for tribes in the CARES Act. The funds were delayed from going out in late April. The Treasury and Interior Departments on Tuesday announced plans to begin disbursement of relief aid to tribes, which includes holding back payments to Alaska Native corporations due to pending litigation. The Ho-Chunk Nation was notified Wednesday it received multi-million dollar funding. The Wisconsin tribe applied for the funds in March to respond to the public health emergency. The Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians received more than $37 million. The Navajo Nation confirmed Wednesday it received $600 million in funding. The funds are to be used for medical needs and public health measures such as food delivery and distant learning. 60% of the $8 billion is being dispersed to tribes. Meanwhile, the state of New Mexico recently launched a task force to address COVID-19 on the Navajo Nation. Members include health professionals, policy experts, and former military law enforcement personnel. Kevin Washburn, law school dean and former U.S. Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs, is a member of the task force.
There's just so many different facets of the problem. There's what is the medical response? How do you know, what's the testing? What's the contact tracing? How do you manage the cases? And then there are the facilities issues. What, you know, do we have bed space? Do we have quarantine space? How do people get from here to there? And, you know, transportation between sites and that sort of thing. Then there's all the humanitarian issues. You know, water distribution at Navajo is a challenge. And, you know, do people have PPE? You know, public education is an issue because, you know, we're all struggling to understand this. There's still a digital divide in the Navajo Nation. And so those are some of the different issues that are being addressed by the teams and the subgroups of the team.
The teams working with the Navajo Nation, the governor's office, and the state's departments of health and Indian affairs to develop strategies to limit the spread of COVID-19 and ensure the tribal response is a priority. Navajo leaders welcomed the effort. As of Wednesday, the number of positive COVID-19 cases for the Navajo Nation reached 2,654 and 85 deaths. Many Native artists have lost income due to COVID-19, but they have not stopped creating. China Lockett talks with a Pine Ridge, South Dakota-based Lakota artist.
Native American tribes across the country used to warp rawhide into containers, then decorate the outside with color pigments from nature. The traditional work is called parfletch art. Sean Espinoza has been working with the medium for years. In the warmer season, Espinoza sometimes prepares and processes the animal hides himself. The rest of the time, he'll purchase processed hides. Then he cuts out the shapes he needs and binds them together. He finishes boxes and pouches with colorful painted geometric shapes.
Try to maintain the old methods, but I throw in modern techniques as well because I do believe, you know, if the Lakotas had acrylic paint back in the day, which is what I used, that they would have utilized it.
He says parfletch bags and boxes were used to transfer food, clothing, and ceremonial items, and they're built to last.
The ones they show in the museums, you know, they look all battered and beaten and old. You know, it's because they were out in the weather and in battles. You know, they got trampled on by soldiers' horses.
Businesses purchase his work to sell to tourists in the summer months. Right now, many of those buyers are closed, and his income depends on the sales he can make to individuals.
I wish sales were better right now, but yeah, they're really bleak right now. But it's enough to get by, you know, and that's pretty much the story of my career is, you know, providing for my family, even in the most dire situations.
Many other artists are in the same position right now, hoping to make just enough to get by. I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hey, Ivan. Good to see
you. You too. What brings you here?
I'm informing people about the 2020 census.
The census? Yeah, everyone knows about that.
They don't. They really don't. But I do. And when we participate, it helps determine funding. You know, for things like grants and programs in our communities.
Cool. That's good to know.
The census is for all American Indians and Alaska Natives. Shape our future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.